Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will talk with Humboldt Wildcats head volleyball coach Kara Waldorf and head football coach Derek Elmet. The volleyball team rolled off two more wins this week to increase their winning streak to 9 consecutive matches. The Cats won 3-0 against the Fort Dodge Dodgers on Senior Night Tuesday and won 3-0 against the Iowa Falls Aldi Cadets in their final home match of the regular season on Thursday. Humboldt currently has an overall record of 16-8 overall and 5-1 in conference play, currently second in the North Central Conference behind the Clarion Goldfield Dallas Cowgirls. I caught up after the match against the Cadets on Thursday with Coach Waldorf about her team's play and the road ahead.
Congratulations, Coach, on the win tonight on Breast Cancer Awareness Night.
Thank you. It was a really special night and kind of a nice way to end the season.
Tonight's match, obviously you guys win 3-0 here against Iowa Falls, all the team who was towards the bottom of the standings. But how would you assess the play tonight for your team here? What would be the final home regular season match of the year?
That was nice. They really controlled the entire match and pushed really hard. I think it kind of came down to more of a serving game than anything else. So we had a very large amount of aces, which kind of makes it easy to go on those runs. So it was nice to see. But, you know, we limited errors. We passed well. We hit well. I mean, everything kind of came together. So it's really easy to play off on a night like this, especially, you know, depending on how the competition is, and they didn't do that. They kept pushing, and that was nice to see.
We talked a little bit about the aces off the air, but that was pretty impressive, especially Kayla Gieber. I even joked with our audience. I said, typically, you know, her numbers in the aces column or in the kills column on that scoreboard, so it was kind of flipped around there. But just talk about it. What do you think it was tonight? Was it maybe the miscommunication on their side? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I think we serve hard. They were serving aggressive, and obviously they just really struggled passing. But it was fun to see because, you know, we have a hard time with our serving. And so it was nice kind of to build some of that confidence. And the nice thing is we didn't take anything off of our serving. They kept going at them hard. And that helps kind of push away the lead. And
staying on the topic of serving, with Kayla Gieber, I mean, how impressive was that just to see her run there in that first set and see maybe that's another element to her game? You've seen the kills, but to see that also.
Yeah, and she's had a couple really nice matches in serving. I mean, when she is serving well, she's definitely a threat back there and something that we need. It is fun to see. I think she was in maybe double-digit aces, which that's pretty hard to come by. And yeah, we were talking, we're kind of wondering if there's any sort of record book on number of aces in a game, because I'd like to see where we ended. I think we might have broke it if there is. So.
Yeah, we'll have to look at the archives, get the research department on that and look at some of the numbers there. But overall, tonight, just final thoughts here on the final home match. I know we had senior night. We didn't broadcast that match, but we broadcast here tonight the final match in which some of these seniors will be on the floor tonight here at home. Just talk about what's it mean to be able to coach these seniors here at home.
I mean, they're just a really good group of girls, and I mean, this is my second year, so they were kind of my, you know, first group to be able to coach. So I'm just excited that they were able to close out the season the way that they did. And, you know, just supporting a good cause. It was really fun to look out there and just see all the pink shirts and, you know, even getting that serving game at the end of the season, getting some of those kids excited about volleyball. And I just can't believe how quickly this game has come. I mean, talking about our last home game, we have one more tournament this weekend, and then we go into one more conference game next Thursday, and then it's postseason already. So, but overall, I think we're moving in the right direction, and it's just coming quickly. So,
that tournament upcoming, types of teams are going to be playing competition wise. What are you expecting out of that tournament here as you go into the last week of conference play?
Yeah, it'll be a tough tournament. We usually see like Osage, we've played this year, you know, we lost to them in two at a tournament already. Waverly Shell Rock, that's who we met in the finals last year. They'll be there. Yeah, all the teams there will be tough teams. So it'll be really good competition. And it's honestly perfect timing for that, because I think, you know, these last couple matches have kind of easily handled them. And I think we need to be pushed a little bit, especially going into postseason. Sometimes you forget about that intensity level you need against some of those top teams. So it's perfect timing to go up against some of those and just see kind of where we need to be working going into the playoffs.
All right, Coach, best of luck here come the tournament, and we'll see you next week when we head up to Algona for that match. So be pretty excited to see the end of conference play coming up for you guys as you're now 5-1 in conference play, right there at the top of the standings, right behind Clarion Gulf of the Dallas. So again, Coach, congratulations and best of luck here with the tournament.
Yeah, thank you.
That was volleyball head coach Kara Waldorf. Our next guest is Humboldt football head coach Derek Ellman. The football team cruised to a 31-6 win against the Gilbert Tigers on senior night last night. The Cats scored on their first offensive drive with a 55-yard rushing touchdown by Will Orness and did not look back, never having trailed in the game. With the win, the Cats are 7-0 overall and 3-0 in district play. I caught up with Coach Ellman after the game to hear his thoughts on his team's play during their senior night victory.
Coach, congratulations. You're now 7-0 and 3-0 in district play. Congratulations on a great win today.
Thanks. What a great way for the seniors to go out. You know, it's always special to win on senior night. And obviously, you know, we got a lot of football in front of us. And, you know, we want to be in the best position possible going into the postseason. But just excited for the seniors tonight and for their opportunity to go out and, you know, play at home and, you know, get to 7-0. I think this gives us a really, really good shot for a home playoff game. But, you know, just seeing them do that walk on the field on senior night is always special.
Talk about one of your seniors, quarterback Will Orness. Mm-hmm. He impressed again tonight. He had over 151 rushing yards on 12 attempts, and he was, again, spectacular out there on the offensive part of the field. Just talk about his play tonight and how incredible it's been to see a guy who takes over a quarterback in midseason, hasn't played in about a year or two.
Yeah, and he was 5-6 for 79 yards, which isn't a ton of yards, but being 5-6, just is super efficient. He threw the ball when guys were open, so there was nothing forced, you know, didn't have any interceptions at all, and was just real patient there. And then on top of that, if there was nothing there, he just took off. And I think that that's just a testament to the growth that he's made in these, 4 weeks now, I think. So just real proud of him and the way he's really embraced that, giving himself and the team opportunities because, you know, throw to Lance. I we were talking about that before, and it's just still like one of those things that, did that just happen? And we said that to the guys, like, there's just stuff that happened tonight that you're just not used to seeing and maybe can't even make up really, but still impressed with his determination to try to make things happen.
We were talking up in the booth with Brady here as the play had happened, and he said there are things, you know, that you can't, we can't describe over the radio just how incredible it is. And it really is to see Will Orness out there with some of the plays that he is making on his feet and on the fly and the decision making. It's pretty incredible to see.
Absolutely.
Again, from a guy who was an incredible receiver last season, now at the quarterback position. So
And then like you said earlier, to be able to do what he does on defense. So just the poise that he has, and he just doesn't let things get to him. You know, he had the bad punt, but still, you know, smiling about it. And I think he's really starting to, you know, calm down a little bit behind center too, and he's only going to get better. You know, he's going to continue to grow and mature and continue to be a better quarterback.
And also want to comment about Trevor Beach, 42 yards. Stretch him out there, Coach.
Man, the record's 42, so he hit the record again. I was like, man, he should just put the block on the 33-yard line and kicked it from there. But and he just definitely has the range, and if we're in position, you got to get points. And that kick, so Trevor now has the single-season record and the career record in field goals, so big deal for him. You're just real proud of him and the way he's handled kicking duties. There's another guy that plays both ways and plays with a ton of heart, ton of passion for the game, and you could just tell he loves being out there with his buddies.
And also, he had an interception there on defense. continues his streak. And this senior campaign for him, especially the last four games, on the stat sheet, however, he's done other intangible things as well. But now talking about the defense, you guys had a shutout there through the first half.
Yep.
Pretty impressive play. You got, of course, Belden, McCullough, Lowhouse, and then the entire linebacking core as well.
Yep.
Defensively, just talk about how impressive their effort was tonight.
You know, and it was the first, and we knew this offense was going to be able to get yards on us. There were some times that you know, some things, some adjustments we had to make mid-game, but, you know, this is the first offense that's gone over 200 yards on us, and that's something that these kids can be super proud of, too. You know, they just continue to give a tremendous effort week in and week out. You know, they got 249 yards of total offense, it looks like, and they had to run 64 plays to get there. You know, so they definitely possessed the ball a long time tonight, and we only had 39 offensive plays, it looks like, maybe. So it's just one of those nights. Again, kind of goes back to that comment I made a little bit earlier. Just kind of a weird night. Things happen that you're not used to seeing happen.
Taking the field here the last regular season, Mason Mock Field, what's it mean to be able to see these seniors get a win here
tonight? It's special. You know, we just bring up again how finite football is and how it comes to an end. And you can't, you know, once you're done, you're done. When you take those pads off for the last time. And anytime you get a win on senior night, it's special. You know, I think, you know, anybody who's played football knows that. You know, my senior in high school, the feeling I remember having, that's a long time ago now. We're talking about the 90s. But, you know, the feeling I had back then, I remember still to this day. And so I know these guys are going to carry that with them a long, long time.
Final thoughts, at least from the field tonight.
I go back to, again, how proud I am of these guys. Just love the heck out of them. A great group of young men. There was a lot of people, I think, that maybe doubted them, and not in a bad way, but just kind of didn't realize that they had this in them. So I'm just so proud of how they've responded. They weren't going to allow, you know, one season to be it for them, a one-and-done type deal where, well, let's be good for 1 year, our junior year, our senior year, we'll just do whatever. They've just really grown and embraced the heck out of hard work. And so it's something that, you know, they're going to go down as a group that's special.
Quick thoughts on Nevada coming up next week. A big game for you guys.
We're going to have a battle, man. It's going to be another one. And they're going to still be a little salty about last year, us winning the last minute. So it's going to have to be our best week of practice. Our preparation has to be on point. And we got to make sure that we go to Nevada with a great mentality. And come out, man. Watch the game. We want to see as many fans there as we can cheering us on.
Let's get the buses rolling
I-35 Let's go.
Down to Nevada.
Let's go.
All right, Coach, we'll appreciate it, and congratulations on the win tonight, and best of luck here in the next week of practice as you guys go down to Nevada for that big battle coming up a week from today.
Thanks, Matt. Thanks for all you guys do for us.
That was Humboldt Wildcats head football coach Derek Elbin. With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.